Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Really gonna miss you. It's really gonna be different without you. Time is gonna be hard and slow for the rest of my life. Gonna be thinking about you. Yes, I am. Time came when you had to go. I'll miss you, my buddy. I'll miss you, my friend. I promise my love for you will never end. In your finest hour, I was there with you, and without you, things won't be the same. But there's a higher power that we answer to, and you heard him calling your name. Really gonna miss you. Everything about you, your smiling face, yes. I know you want us all to be strong. Really gonna miss you. I know you've gone to that magic place. Singing you a brand new song. I'll miss you, my buddy. I'll miss you, my friend. I promise my love for you will never end. My friend, I promise my love for you will never end. Really gonna miss you.
Well, welcome to another episode of Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle and Chris Michael Ward. We got a special guest tonight, but before I bring her on, I want to say thank you to our listeners, North and South, East and West, and everyone in the 37 countries around the world. I appreciate you. And I want to say hello to my co-host before I introduce my guest. So hello, Chris. How are you?
Hello, Terry. How are you? Have a good Friday and happy Easter weekend.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I appreciate it. I call it Resurrection Sunday because that's so important to God rose, you know.
Yep, I get it.
Yeah, but without further ado, I'm going to let y'all know that this topic tonight is sensitive. It's about human trafficking. You know, it happens in every state, every country. So don't be fooled by the normalcy that you see around you with your neighbors and respected members of the community. It's sick and perverted, and together we can become more aware and help get those people who have been snatched from their families and bring them home. And they're not just snatching females, they're snatching young guys too. So you got to be very careful. You see somebody today, you know, they're gone tomorrow. Be very wise in what's going on, whether or not people, your child or not, is spending a lot of time on the internet or they, you know, do your homework. Make sure you know who they're networking with, because being young can also be naive. So without further ado, I want to say hello to my special guest, Nancy Hartwell. How are you, darling?
Hey, baby. It's so good for you to have me back.
Well, Nancy, let people know how you are connected or have been connected with the people that's getting the people back that has been snatched and victims of human trafficking.
Well, 50 years ago, when I lived in Cameroon, which is just to the east of Nigeria, a good friend of mine disappeared. She was a beautiful blonde German named Ursula, and one day she just disappeared. They found her bicycle next to the road, and nobody has seen Ursula since.
Wow.
Several weeks later, we heard rumors that were probably true, that she had been sold to a sultan in Libya. That really spooked me, because 50 years ago, I was a pretty cute blonde myself, and I kept thinking, holy moly, that could have been me.
Right.
So I started collecting stories, and once people know you're interested in this topic, you're bombarded with stories. And so finally, in 2013, I had time to sit down and make some sense of the stories and write a book that was based on these true stories called Harem Slave. I'm pleased to announce that it did reach number 7 on all fiction on Amazon.
That's
and
wonderful.
Yeah, and its sequel, Prince Ibrahim's Favorite, will be featured in the New York Times book review later this month.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's
so that's
awesome.
that's how I got involved. And 50 years later, I'm still involved.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. Have your friend Ursula ever been found?
I'm sorry?
Have they ever found her?
No. No.
Wow.
But I dedicated the book Harem Slave to her, because I think about her almost every day, and I wonder what kind of a life she's had. It shouldn't have been much fun.
I know. Being passed around for sex, you know, they torture you. Put drugs in you to keep you drugged up, and they, any opening cavity in your mouth or whatever, you know, they're violating it. So, my God, I felt so bad for her family who had to suffer with knowing that she was missing.
Right. I mean, you're completely at the mercy of whoever has you. They completely cut you off from the world. You can't communicate with anybody. You can't report anything he does to you. You're completely at his mercy, and they know it. So
yeah, you know something, Nancy. If she's still living right now, she might have got, you know, so used to being treated a certain way, she might be part of the staff now because they probably figure she's too old to pull any man. She probably just made that her home and just say, forget it. This is all I got left.
Well, anything is possible. But most of the time, once you have been sucked into this vortex, you do not get out, or you do not get out alive. It's very rare that somebody can escape the clutches of, because they know all the means to control you. I mean, the walls are 12 feet high. There are armed guards at the gate. What are you going to do? You know?
Everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, Nancy, Chris, I have a question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Yes, Nancy. My name is Chris Michael Ward. My first question is, does human trafficking happen more during the holidays than regular days, or is it about the same?
Well, it's about the same. Sometimes there are huge events like the Super Bowl where human trafficking is, the rates go up. But it happens all the time. It happens in big cities. It happens in rural communities in Iowa. It happens everywhere. And it is a big problem. You know, there's something like 200 kids who go missing in this country every month.
Wow.
And it's probably for pedophiles. There seems to be an unlimited diet, an unlimited appetite for pedophiles. And most of the time we don't even hear about these. Most of the time we don't hear about the girls who have been forced into prostitution, or the guys who have been forced into some labor slavery, which is actually more prevalent than sex slavery. For example, the World Cup finals, which took place in Qatar a few months ago, the facilities were built by slave labor. They would send recruiters to nearby countries with a lot of unemployment, promising fabulous jobs. People signed up like mad. They paid for their transportation, and as soon as they get to Qatar, they confiscate their travel documents, lock the guys up. They sleep on concrete. They're working 18-hour days under 120-degree heat. Conditions were so bad they were averaging a death a day.
Dang.
And nobody knew. Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah.
But you know something, what you said, that is such a slick way to get people to sign up, because people want to be employed and they telling the family, well, I'm going to make all this money when it's over for 3 months or whatever, I'll be back. And they never see them again.
And the families were so glad they would give them send-off parties because the guys were going to be able to send money home. It was just going to be wonderful. And then guess what? Right. It was all a scam. But anyway, this guy died. That's no problem. There's still lots more poor people out there that we can exploit. We'll send more recruiters and more guys will sign up. It's really, really infuriating. And by the way, slavery is still perfectly legal in many of the really conservative Islamic states around the Persian Gulf.
Wow.
The reason being, yes, Muhammad himself had slaves. The Quran says if you need a special blessing, emancipate a slave. So in other words, slavery was acceptable at the time of the Quran, so it's acceptable today. In Saudi Arabia, King Faisal in 1968 issued a royal decree outlawing slavery. but that was just for international consumption. Man-made law could not supersede divine law, so that was just window dressing to say, oh, we tried, see? but it is still legal in many countries in the Middle East.
Well, let me ask you this question, because I heard more about human trafficking in 2016 when Trump was running for president, him and Hillary Clinton, and they had brought it up, that one lady, she was able to escape it. Do you know of anybody who have escaped being trafficked, and how did they get free?
I know about two or three, yes.
Could you tell me about them?
And the heroine in Harem Slave was actually rescued, which is also pretty rare. But, yes, and these women are so traumatized because they were abused so severely that it's hard for them to function. They're all in, you know, in various stages of therapy, but they feel really lucky that they were able to get out with even part of their sanity intact.
Wow.
It's a completely negating situation. Suddenly, you're in a place you don't know. You don't know any of the rules. You have absolutely no rights, no power, no authority. All you can do is do your best to survive.
I just thank God every day. I never had to been kidnapped, raped, or just being a victim of human trafficking, because it's no words. I have no words to explain how disgusted I am at the perpetrators, because how can you look at another person and be so cold-blooded and don't care about a human being that you could do that? And you have sisters and mothers and cousins and wives, you know, and you do that. What is wrong with you?
Well, it's all about the money. After illicit drugs, human trafficking is the biggest illicit business on the planet. It's a multi-billion dollar operation. Just think, Terry, a good-looking young blonde can go for more than $100,000 on the Persian Gulf.
Wow.
Okay? 10 of them, that's $1 million.
I know, right?
And, yeah, right. And there are a lot of people out there who'd much rather have $1 million than any self-respect.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's all about the money.
Yeah, some people are just ruthless to the bone. Chris, go ahead with your question.
Okay, Nancy, my next question is, what is the number one sign that we should look for human trafficking on the internet, whether it be for ourselves or for kids on the internet? What is the number one sign?
Okay. Well, if you have teenagers who play internet games, be sure to warn them that somebody on the other side who's pretending to be another 14-year-old might be a 52-year-old trying to trap you. So if
right.
there's ever an invitation, come meet me at the mall at such and such a time, don't go. Parents, please, please, please keep track of what your kids are doing on the internet. This is the easiest way to trap young people these days, is on the internet, because I mean, a lot of young kids, it seems like they can't even breathe unless they've got their cell phone next to their ear, right?
Right.
it's like a security blanket, but
no.
It is not secure.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Right. And anybody who promises something that sounds too good to be true, it is too good to be true. So warn your kids not to accept invitations on the internet. Please, please, please. And runaways. If you know a kid who's planning to run away from home, please help them find some other solution. Something like 95% of runaways are found within 48 hours by a human trafficker who will pretend to be their friend. Oh, you need somewhere to stay? I've got somewhere. Okay, let me take you out. Let's get a nice hot meal into you. And they act like they're going to solve all this kid's problems. And then suddenly, well, there's a price to pay. So if you know a kid who is planning to run away from home, please, please, please help them find some shelter, some organization that takes in young people so that they're not in the park all alone, desperate.
That's right, because they can get just snatched up. But Nancy, you know, what I was thinking about, like the illegal aliens that are crossing the border in different tractor trailers or whatever, it made me think about they had to meet somewhere. So if you see somebody in your neighborhood and you see a whole bunch of people, young people, you know, you ought to be more cautious and aware that maybe you need to call someone, maybe the FBI or whoever, and say that you think they are trafficking people, because it's best to be wrong than to be right.
Right. Well, a few years ago, I think it was in Cincinnati, they found a house where there were 8 women who had been held for several years. And this was in a residential neighborhood.
Oh, my goodness.
A couple signs to look for there. Number one, they had locks on the outside of the doors. That's to keep somebody in, not to keep people out. Second of all, they covered up the windows with aluminum foil so that nobody could see in and nobody could see out.
Okay?
If you live near a house like that, you should alert local authorities, because there's about a 90% chance that something going on in there that shouldn't be going on, and there's about a 90% chance that it's human trafficking.
You know, what you said makes a whole lot of sense, but I also was thinking, if there's a whole lot of trash coming and being put out to get collected, you know, on trash day, and you don't see people coming and going, except for maybe one or two people, you know, where's the trash coming from that's piled up on the street?
Good point. Yes.
Yeah.
Right. The trash are the people that live there, the perpetrators.
Exactly. Well, Chris, I got another question for you, Nancy.
Yes, ma'am.
Nancy. My next question is, you know, getting trafficked is a very traumatic experience. How are people who are getting captured, how are they overcoming this traumatic experience? I mean, what are they doing to overcome it? Can you overcome it?
Well, you never really get over it. You learn how to cope with it. It's kind of like dealing with the death of your identical twin. You never really get over it, but you learn how to function in spite of it. It is an extremely traumatic experience. And it takes very strong people to be able to cope with it afterwards. A lot of people just give up and commit suicide because they just can't function. Yeah.
I understand that. But, you know, we're going to take a small break. Nancy, you can get you some water, and we'll be right back.
Okay.
In a world like today, it's a rare occasion to be able to see young mothers like the ones that were around when I grew up. But they live on in memory to quite a few of us. And this song is dedicated to those who cherish that memory. Early one Sunday morning, breakfast was on the table. There was no time to eat. She said to me, "Boy, hurry to Sunday school, filled with a Lord of glory. We learned the holy story. She'll always have her dreams, despite the things this troubled world can bring. Don't you know we love you, sweet Sadie? Place no one above you, sweet Sadie.
Well, well, well.
Living in the past.
Sometimes it seems so funny, but no money will turn your life around. Sweeter than cotton candy. Stronger than Papa's old brandy. Always that needed smile. Once in a while, she would break down and cry. Sometimes she'd be so happy being with us and Daddy. Standing the worst of times, breaking the bind with just a simple song. Oh, Sadie Mae,
don't you know
still loving us all in your special way? Well, well, well.
No one above you,
Sadie. Living in the past. Oh, she's never sinning. In love, she's always winning. Yeah. My, 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 my. I know that I gotta go on.
Well, welcome back to Unmasked with authors Carrie E. Lyle and Chris Michael Ward. And our special guest tonight is Nancy Hartwell, and she's talking about human trafficking. We don't have that much time left, but if you want to talk to her, dial 347-945-6003 and hit the one key, and I'll let you talk to her. But anyway, real quick, I'm going to get back to asking these questions. Nancy, have they made a correlation with pedophiles and human trafficking? Because you would think that sometimes that pedophiles, after they snatch these young kids, you know, and so they don't want to get caught up, they might pass them on to somebody in the human trafficking. How easy is it for those lowlifes to stay connected with each other?
It's pretty easy. By the way, in the Philippines, one of the major reasons that people go to the Philippines is because there's a huge market for pedophiles.
Wow.
Yeah. In Thailand also, there a lot of the tourists in Thailand are there for sex with trafficked people. There's one other point I need to make, and that is a lot of this is going on right under our noses. A strip mall might have a nail salon or a massage parlor with a back room, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The Chinese and Vietnamese are very good at setting up these massage parlors, et cetera, that seem like a legitimate business, but it's actually based on people who have been trafficked from Vietnam, from China, promises of a wonderful life, and then they get caught up in this mess, and they can't get out. They don't speak the language. It's really complicated. I live in Tampa, and in St. Petersburg, right across the bridge, there was a Chinese restaurant. They wouldn't let their employees talk to the guests.
Wow.
They would bus them back and forth to work. They lived in a house where six people would sleep in the same bedroom, okay?
Dang.
It turned out that these were trafficked people, and they were working at this restaurant and not being paid. So this goes on right under our noses. We really need to be alert about what's going on around us and find out if these massage parlors have a room in the back, or if these people at the restaurant who aren't allowed to talk to you, why not? You know,
exactly.
This is going on right under our noses.
Well, before I let Chris ask this question, I'm just going to make a stupid statement. I'm kind of glad that I'm a senior citizen because they don't need my old butt. I can't do shit.
All right.
But we have children and grandchildren who might be victimized. So we still need to be alert. I'm very proud that here in Hillsborough County, the school board has set up a task force on human trafficking to make middle school and high school students more aware of the dangers. This idea should be replicated all over the country, all over the world.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. Well, Chris, go ahead and ask the question.
All right, Nancy. Well, you know, you mentioned the Chinese in the Philippines and Chinese restaurants. Is there like a Google search that we can, you know, wing out the good and the bad of these minorities, like the Chinese and places? Is there like a Google search, or do we have to wait till we enter the businesses?
Well, I don't think there's any overall Google search that you can use.
Yeah, because we busted.
But just keep your eyes open and your ears open. And if you see something that seems a little bit fishy, at least let authorities know so that they can investigate. In Canton, Ohio, would you believe this is one of the major centers of human trafficking in the U.S.? The police heard about these massage parlors, and when they would raid the places, they actually had Chinese interpreters with them so that they could reassure the people that they were there to help them and not to terrorize them even more. That is also a really good policy, is so that you can talk to the victims and reassure them that you're there to help and not to make their lives even more miserable.
You know, I saw on TV a long time ago, it was about a story about this mermaid. She watched television and learned how to talk while she was on land for a few hours or whatever. But the point is, I'm wondering how easy is that for someone who cannot speak the language to watch and listen to other people talk? Could they pick up and learn the appropriate word, if not just one word, help? And put that on a piece of paper.
Right, right. Well, speaking of foreigners, you know, a lot of the people who cross the border from Mexico are guided by some scam artists called coyotes, who are supposed to help them cross the desert without dying of thirst.
They're protected.
Half the time, they take them to slave labor camps and sell them so that they're picking strawberries or green beans or something. They have no idea where they are. They don't speak the language. They're vulnerable. And there are scumbags in this country, every country, who prey on the vulnerable. Yeah.
You're right. But it's so sad that our young people, when you try to tell them what's right, they believe that if you say it, you're old, you don't know what you're talking about, and they don't pay you no attention. And that is why they don't have the tools, most of them, to stay safe, because they don't listen when somebody who knows try to encourage them, this is what you need to do with your life or what not to do. They don't believe it. They think they got all the answers.
Right, right,
right,
right. Well, that's why the school board thing, because it's not the parents talking to them, it's it's other people, and you believe other people a lot quicker than you believe your parents.
That is so true. Yeah. You know, you don't believe the people in your home. You believe everybody else. And I used to tell my daughter when she was a kid, don't listen to your friends because they're young like you, so they don't know nothing. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you because I love you. I'm
right.
Safe. I ain't trying to hurt you.
Right.
Yeah.
But, Chris, do you have another question?
Human nature.
I guess my next question, Nancy, for you is, Is there more information out there, like outside of what you're telling us? Like, I'm sure there's countless information, but is there any particular websites outside of yours that we should?
Well, I have my own website that's dedicated to human trafficking, nancyhartwell.com. In fact, I offer a free course, Human Trafficking 101. All you have to do is send me an email, and I'll send you the course for free.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Wow. Well, you know, I thank you for what you're doing, because we need more people to do something. Like you were saying, if you see something, say something. You know, and you know, just look around, be observant. Stop dismissing everything because your neighbor is really pleasant and they smiling and they waving, they could be the perpetrators. Like she said, look for doors that have locks on the outside. Other than the regular lock that you use for your key, if you got a padlock on the outside of the door, that don't belong there because they're trying to keep somebody in.
Right.
And they're afraid they might be able to break the inside lock. Yeah.
And if you see a girl outside in a sweater when it's 28 degrees, you know something's wrong.
Exactly.
She should be wearing a jacket, not a sweater. You need to report things like that. Anything that looks out of place or, gee, that's weird, report it. Yeah.
Another thing too, Nancy, you know, we also as people, we got to have a heart to help people. A lot of times now, because we've been so jaded with the world, that when somebody knock on your door and ask to use your phone or whatever, we won't even answer the door because we're so afraid, you know. But if you got the Ring cameras on your door, look, you know,
yeah.
Or tell the person, stay there, I'll call for you, you know. But we got to the point that we don't want to be involved. We want to turn our head. We don't want to do it. Nothing that got to do with attention
right.
to yourself.
Right, that's not my problem. Right.
Yeah.
You're
right.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Positively, you are right. We need to be kind to each other and be aware of what's going on to the people around us. Because they might be victims right under our noses.
Exactly. We need to speak up. And on that note, I thank you, Nancy, for what you're doing. I love you as a friend. You know, and anytime you ever want to come back on the show, if you got some updates or they found people that were missing.
Yeah, we need to do this every few months. Yeah.
You know, give us some updates on what's going on. And I thank you for that. And Chris, would you like to have some parting words?
I just want to. Oh, go ahead.
God bless. Yeah.
God bless you too, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Chris, is there anything else you want to say?
Oh, yeah, I just wanted to say, you know, I hope our viewers have a good Easter on Sunday, and I hope Nancy has a good Easter on Sunday. I hope you have a good Easter on Sunday, Terry, or Resurrection Day, as you say. I hope that you know, we all stay safe and love each other. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Nancy, you got
okay.
anything
you like to say,
baby?
Thanks, baby. Okay, love
You're
you.
You're welcome, darling.
Okay.
You take care. Keep in touch, and we can do this every couple of months.
All right. Bye.
All right. Y'all take care now. Have a good weekend.